The following audio drama is rated PG-13 and may include coarse language, sexual references, and violence. Parental guidance is recommended. Children under the age of 13 should listen with an adult.
This is Jeffrey Bridges, executive producer of Pendant Productions, presenting the AVA Showcase episode of Henderson and Havner, a full-cast, short-format comedy show. This is the Valentine's Day special. Henderson and Havner is rated PG-13. Thanks for listening.
He's a guy in love.
Hear that? It's the love police coming to arrest me because my love is so smoking hot.
She's a gal in love.
But if it's so hot, wouldn't they send the fire department instead?
I suppose maybe they would.
You know, with all those buff firefighters. Hello.
Hey, I'm buff. Come on!
I mean, yellow. Am I right? No. 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 But for those pecs, yeah. So willing to overlook it.
Hey, what about the lady firefighters?
Well, they can have great pecs, too. Duh.
Yeah, but not as great as these.
Ooh, make them dance for mama.
Boom bada, boom bada. Oh yeah!
Together there, Henderson and Havner. Today's episode, the Valentine's Day special.
Really special? It's not massacre or anything? Okay, special.
So, here we are, just you.
And me.
And us.
Why are we here anyway?
Come on, Cap. We've seen the way you two look at each other.
What? We just respect each other as fellow professionals at the top of our respective games.
Nah, Chiefy. You are so cute when you're covering. As long as I, you know, ignore the box pleats in your trousers.
We just didn't want you two to spend Valentine's alone, so we thought we'd help push things along.
Do we really have to bring gifts?
A doy? What else is even the point?
I thought it was about love.
Zip it. Exchange your gifts already.
Fine, fine. Here you go, Captain.
And for you, good sir.
a new Ectorpia shelf!
What?
This is the best Valentine's Day ever.
Whoa, did you get each other shelving?
Maybe those two loons were right, Captain. Perhaps there's something between us, after all.
I'm beginning to think you're right.
Mwah. Awkward.
Oh, sweet Louboutin. Is this how everyone else feels when we make out?
Can't be. We're too sexy.
Oh, right. Yeah. Phew. Dodge that bullet.
It was just one quick tiny kiss. Get over yourselves.
Yeah. Especially with the way you two carry on like there's an asteroid on a collision course with Earth.
Well, aren't you two going to exchange gifts?
Yeah, let's see what you got each other.
Sure thing, because if you two are perfect for each other, Bobby and I are like double robo-perfect.
Right? Let's go, Broseph.
Hey, it's a new bench press bar.
Uh-huh. Because the other one was way too shiny. You always got distracted by your own reflection.
I am mad handsome.
And I didn't want you to drop it on your pretty face. I mean, I need that face. Pristine and beautiful for all time.
I'm not sure that's how time works. Besides, my watch is stopped.
I was worried, however. The shape might have given it away, even though I wrapped it.
Nonsense. It could have been a miniature streetlight, easy. Open yours.
Oh, it's a new purse.
Tory Burch, It'll go great with that new dress you bought, but never wore because you said all of your accessories were embarrassingly off-colored.
Oh, yeah.
It matches, right? I took photos of the dress so I could be sure.
No. It's totally the perfect color. Thanks.
Okay, what the heck is going on?
These seem like tremendous gifts. You really know each other.
It's just that I only recently got my job back.
Oh my god. Me too.
And I was short on cash.
Oh my god, me too!
So I sold my weight bench to buy the purse.
I returned the dress to buy the bench press bar.
Seriously? This sort of thing actually happens.
As an editor, I demand a rewrite.
It's kinda cute.
Well, as a romantic, I find it deeply compelling.
And Henderson, can't you still use the weight bar?
Without the weights? Sure, if I do 2,000 reps.
And Bobby, that purse is quite fetching. You can still use it.
Without the perfect dress to pair it with? Ew. Might as well be Naugahyde. Hello. But the whole situation? I guess it is kind of sweet. Right?
Mm-hmm. The sweetest.
And you know, you've already given me the best gift anyone ever could. You.
I feel the same way. Someone who can stand to be in a room with me for more than 10 minutes at a time.
Oh, ditto.
I guess we're partly responsible for this.
But at least this time there's something we can do to distract ourselves. Hot stuff.
On the next Henderson and Havner Valentine's Day special, Henderson feels ill.
Ugh, those were the edible panties I edibled, right?
And Havner ain't feeling so hot herself.
Oh, if they were, then what did I eat?
Oh, love you, babe.
Oh, love you more, dude. Ugh.
Happy Valentine's Day. Isn't love grand?
Featuring the voice talents of Joe J. Thomas as Henderson, M. Sierra Garcia as Havner, Philip Weber as the announcer, Tom Stitzer as Chiefy, and Kristen Bays as Captain. Written and directed by Jeffrey and Susan Bridges. Henderson and Havner theme by Susan Bridges. All other music by Kevin MacLeod. Henderson and Havner, created by Jeffrey and Susan Bridges. This production is copyright 2016, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.